What's the real price of gas? This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. Well, Dave, you say that's easy. The real price of gas is way too high, except it's not. And I say that only because I've talked with economist Milton Kopulos, who runs the National Defense Council Foundation and is a specialist in military spending. The Senate asked him to track the military costs specifically linked to protecting imported oil. He included missions in Iraq and Kuwait attributable to protecting oil, but did not include missions in Afghanistan and Somalia that had nothing to do with oil.
Because of the higher price of oil, the aggregate was now up to $825.1 billion a year.
$825.1 billion a year. Then he took the next step, calculating what gasoline made from Middle Eastern oil would cost if oil companies had to pay not just the cost of refining and marketing it, but protecting it.
When you adjust the figures to take that into account, a gallon of gas out of the Middle East actually costs you $11.10.
Of course, America does not get all of its oil from the Middle East, thank goodness, but even when you mix in domestic oil and imports from stable regions, the equivalent price per gallon still comes to $7.50. So what to do? Milt Kopulos backs a bill to set a minimum price for gasoline at $2.10 a gallon as a way to encourage investment in alternative energy that doesn't need such an expensive security force. He predicts that once people come to understand what they're really paying for gas, they'll feel ripped off enough to actually do something about it. Now this. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.